Well, as we've been reporting, the Senate passed a nearly $400 billion climate, health and tax bill after a marathon voting session that went nonstop Saturday into yesterday. After hours and hours of amendment votes and negotiations, Democrats eked out a win with Vice President Kamala Harris breaking the 50-50 tie, garnering no Republican support. For more on all of this, we're joined now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by political analyst Mark Sandalow. Mark, thank you as always for talking to us. This is a scaled down version of what once had been the Build Back Better bill. What does this legislation do, and how big a win is it for Democrats?
It's a huge bill, and it does an enormous amount, you know, in terms of pushing forward alternative energy and such. But you're right, it is a dramatically scaled down version for what would have been the biggest piece of legislation probably since, you know, the New Deal went through under Franklin Roosevelt. I mean, what's in this bill is, I mean, the headline has been the $369 billion dedicated towards climate change. I mean, just as a way of thinking about it, that means that's roughly about $1,000, a little more, for every man, woman, and child in this country. And that money is supposed to go to encouraging people and companies to invest in green energy. So, you know, people who get tax relief for electric vehicles or for installing solar panels or for companies for developing electric batteries. Those are kind of things that are going to get massive subsidies now. There's also a lot in the terms of health care. The federal government's going to be negotiating with health care companies, with drug companies, to reduce the cost of prescription drugs. And there are some caps as to how much people are going to have to pay each month for their prescriptions. So it's a huge bill, but again, it was going to be much, it was going to originally include free daycare for all preschool children. There was going to be universal child care. There was going to be much more significant, you know, health care. And as a result of some of the more conservative Democrats' influence, specifically Senator Manchin, there's also things in here which some environmentalists scratch their head about, because at the same time we're spending $370 billion as a nation to get people weaned from fossil fuels, in this bill is also the right to expand some leasing for oil and gas drilling. And that was done simply as a way to get the senator from West Virginia on board.
How long will it take some of these provisions to go into effect so that people will feel their effects? And I ask this because, just in reading the tea leaves for a second or looking ahead, if the Republicans were to take back the Senate at least, and perhaps even the House in the midterms, and then get the presidency in 2024, could a lot of these things be rolled back very quickly?
So, by 2022, the November elections, none of this is going to be felt except, you know, in terms of Democratic campaign ads. And they call it the inflation, what the beat back inflation bill, or the inflation, which is sort of a real misnomer. I mean, yes, it does raise more money and it lowers the deficit a bit. And that's probably good for inflation. And it might keep the cost of energy down in the long term, which is certainly good for inflation. No one's going to feel that by November. And, you know, looking around, like, if anybody's looking for an electric car, you know how complicated it is. If you go to certain companies, you get a $7,500 tax rebate, which makes some of them almost affordable. On the other hand, certain companies have already used up all their credits, and so it's very complicated. By the time this works through, like specifically on electric vehicles, to get the huge $7,500 tax credit, car companies are going to have to promise that their batteries, are the majority of them, are produced in the United States. They're mostly produced in China right now. What that means is it's going to take a couple of years for this to get up and going. But the advantage of doing this by legislation, not just an executive order, is that if the next president doesn't like it, they can't just get rid of it. They have to have legislation to get rid of it. And that legislation is likely something that would have a very hard time getting through a Congress, and legislation that would be hard to, you know, beat a filibuster. So by Congress passing this, and once Biden signs this, this is the law. So this is almost certainly going to be the future, and it's irrevocable, but it might take a while for people to feel the specific effects.
All right, Mark, we thank you as always. That is KCBS political analyst Mark Sandalow.